Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Patriots quarterback Drake May on a Patriots Monday. WEEI. WEEI Afternoons.
Yeah, I have, I think... He said yeah right there. I'm guessing he said yeah every answer, and somehow I didn't hear yeah every answer. That's weird.
About two-thirds.
Yeah. That's weird that I've kind of, I don't know if I've blocked it out or just it's become, I don't know.
I think he hit you with a you know what at the beginning of one, and that was a real groundbreaking way to start an answer.
And I like the shoots and the gollies. Did I miss any of those? Because when he does the shoot and the golly, I like those.
That was the first word of the interview, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Shoot. Yeah. I think so, we go back to answer number one.
Am I started concussed?
With shoot. Long term, probably. Yeah,
it could just be football fatigued. You know, it's a lot of post game interviews, pre games, games action, chatter. Yeah, just you know, it happens. A lot of filters.
Post game show at 1 a.m. with my energy drink. Okay, go ahead, Stiz. Drake May, have you come down from the high of that great game and that great victory last night?
Shoot, it was awesome.
Okay, you're right. The first word was awesome. Shoot. Literally the first word of his first response was shoot. And it was awesome. He's right. And I do. So something Dan Ball and I were just talking about during the break, Fitzy and listeners, 617-779-7937. We see you lining up. We'll get to your calls momentarily. Is the even keeled nature of Drake May. And you can even say somewhat the bland responses or the player speak responses.
Okay.
Do you think that is who he is? Who he's been raised to be, who Drake May, the high school star, the UNC star, is. Is it something Vrabel is asking him / coaching him to do and be? Or is it something he thinks Vrabel wants? Like, where is that, the personality that he's bringing to the role as the franchise quarterback, where do you think that's coming from right now with Drake May?
Oh, I think this is everything from Pat's flack and PR to Vrabel to Drake trying to make sure he does what he believes everyone wants him to do, to play it safe, advice he's gotten, never give him too much, blah, blah, blah. I think that is the McDonald's hamburger meat of 1,000 cows approach to doing interviews the day after a big game. He's just going to give you the basics, the hits, nothing more and nothing less. Like, I wouldn't mind, a little more zest personally, but, you know, we're just going to get the shoot golly, oh, yeah, yeah show.
Well, zest gets you in trouble, usually. I mean, I think that's remember the scandal of Tom Brady telling fans to be lubed up and they had to, well, he meant hydration.
Why
and water
did everybody and get so effing bent out of shape on that? It was before the Chargers game in 2011. It was an awesome game. It was a beautiful day. And I guarantee you that tailgate was lit. Who
that
cares?
Was a thing.
But I also, yeah, it was 100%.
Oh, no, Stiz. Oh, he got so shamed for it in old puritanical Massachusetts. Like, how dare Tom Brady advocate? Have you been to a tailgate anywhere in the NFL, let alone Foxborough on a beautiful September or October Sunday? Get out of here with that.
Stiz, that was a time when I realized why they do player speech, why they do coach speak, why they don't say anything. Because the smallest of thing can blow up into a distraction and an annoyance. And it's just easier to say nothing. It's just easier to kind of lie most of the time. And apparently we have Tom Brady.
Yeah, start drinking early. No. Nelson Rowdy. 4:15 game, though. A lot of time to get lubed up. Come out here and cheer for their home team.
Don't worry, so, Stacey James clarified it that he was talking about staying hydrated because it was going to be a long day and it might be
for
warm.
The love of God.
They didn't want anybody having any issues with like heat stroke or whatever.
The
yes,
hand wringing and the pearl clutching. What the?
Yeah, going back to Drake, I think this is who Drake is. I think he's always going to give you the safe answer. And I agree with Fitzy. I wish
Fisty.
He would. Something like
with
that.
With who?
I should have just called him Nick.
Is that a new character?
But I wish
Fisty.
I wish he would be a little more zesty. And I know what you're saying, Andy. Sometimes zest can get you in trouble. But like last week when we came in, I forget what song it was. It was some 90s.
Return of the Mac.
Oh, Return of the Mac. Who doesn't love that song? And Drake's like, oh, I'm playing some good music. And you were just like, oh, you like that song? And he was just like, yeah, I like all songs. Like, come on.
Immediately.
Yeah, people like music. Okay, got it.
He was like, I stuck a toe out too far. I got to pull it back in real quick.
And I really think if he wants to endear himself to New England, which he is doing with his play, if he starts to get a little more personable, you know,
no,
I think people will. You don't think so?
No, I think he would, but he doesn't have to. We learned that lesson with Bill Belichick. If you win and you produce, doesn't matter what you are. You can make whatever faces.
Treat people like crap.
Treat people like crap. Make faces. Cut your sleeves off. Look disheveled. Have canker sores every November. Whatever you want to do out there.
Date a teenager.
I wonder how that would have. Yeah, you know what? That would have been fine.
Not a teenager.
No. But seriously. Yeah, not a teenager. Nothing that bad. But
she was 19 when she broke up with the other guy. I don't know.
She was pretty recently, though.
That's a great example, Fitzy.
She was.
If in the midst of the dynasty, Bill had the same relationship, it would not be as questioned and as mocked and as everything that it is. But because it's coming now, post-Patriots, in this debacle of a season at UNC, if you win, you can do whatever the hell you want. Essentially, Manny being Manny, Drake being Drake, Bill being Bill, and I get it. I get why you would be protective and not want to create distractions or have to, because that's the other thing. If he says something to us that's a little bit interesting, then he's going to have to answer about it on Wednesday when he does his press conference with the regular media. So we get, you know, sort of the tempered reactions.
Yeah, Drake, you said on WEI, you said on the radio Monday that you like salt but not pepper on your
right.
steak. Can you elaborate on that?
Oh, you think Return of the Mac is the best song of the 90s? That's the dumbest thing everyone's ever said around here. What kind of music fan are you?
Too many Twitter feeds, too many blogs, too much media. I get that. I get all that and then some. But it does make me wonder if we shouldn't try to play, much the same way the boys play the How Surprised Were You game every Monday with Hunter Henry on the midday show. Maybe we should just play a little light round of either or, just so we can kind of get like, just find out if Drake May likes chocolate or vanilla, or if he likes country or hip hop, or if he likes.
Yeah, ice cream's great.
Oh shoot, man, they're both so good.
I think any flavor that you choose is the best one.
The 508 says such idiotic talk. He must hate talking to you two morons.
Oh my!
Why are we
God.
Morons? Because we asked him about the game. Like, what do we do that was moronic? And because we're noting that he tends to be rather reserved and measured and doesn't share a lot of opinions and emotion, like, people are never happy. People
so
are never
He's a little deferentially
happy.
Vanillin. Okay. Sorry about that, everybody. Let's just get, what do people want?
617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to... conveniently, Rick in North Carolina. What's up, Rick?
Hey, what's going on? How are you guys?
We are tremendous. Big win last night. Drake May's awesome. How you doing?
Doing good. Yeah, so believe it or not, I've been a New England Patriots fan all my life. In Massachusetts, North Carolina, hundreds of North Carolina for about the last 50 years. Drake is, all him and his brothers went to school with my sons. And, so I knew Drake since he was 5-6 years old. And, my kids text with him, things like that. So, yeah, he is who he is, for sure. He's a Southern boy. That's how we talk. And, that's how he is.
So, Rick, can you give me some advice? How do we spice up our weekly Monday interviews with Drake May? What's, you know, Southern boys, you know him, you know your boys. How do we squeeze a little bit more juice and life out of Drake May in our Monday interviews?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I think you're not talking to, like, I would talk a little bit about his, I mean, you keep it, it's all like, for you guys, it's like the game, it's all about the game. Why not ask him a few more personal questions about, I mean, he's got some great stories, man. His dad was in NFL. You know, like, you know, his dad was in NFL. Yep. His dad was an amazing quarterback. His, we all know about his brother Luke, which my son played AAU basketball with all of them, and Drake was 7 years old when he was coming to the tournaments. And, yeah, maybe a little bit more personal. That's kind of how we roll, you know, the y'alls and the, you know, what's ups and, you know, how's it going and, you know, things like that. But he is who he is for sure. And I don't know if you guys remember, I called right after you drafted him. We drafted him, and I told you guys he was going to be a superstar because I just – the kid is so smart, and his family is just the most well-raised family that I've ever met. I'm not just saying that. I mean, I know his grandparents. I know everything about their family because they're in my town, and just – the most amazing, well-raised Southern family maybe ever. You know, it's just, he's going to be a success. He's going to be amazing. He already is. He's showing it.
All right, Rick, before we let you go, we have an assignment for you next Monday when we're doing our Drake May interview. I need you to text in a question on the text line, 617-779-7937, or you can call in, and it's a perfect question, the producers, and I want you to word it. Tell me when we're supposed to say y'all or hee-haw or whatever you want us to say.
And we'll shoot, man, that's shoot.
Shoot.
Shoot is just a normal thing. He just can't help it. He's probably never going to stop it. I mean, but it's cool, right?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely
nobody
cool.
Nobody wants to coach that out of him. We love this affable Southern charm.
But I also don't want to say shoot and yeah and feel like I'm mocking him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in awe because I just, you know, Tom Brady, Patriots fan all my life. My cousin, I don't know if you know, you ever heard of Walt Reniac? He was the coach of batting coach of the Red Sox.
Yep, of course.
My name's Rick Reniac, and Walt's my cousin, and I have Massachusetts roots that run, you know, generation to generation, but my dad transferred to Charlotte when I was a kid, so, you know, but I'm a huge, huge Boston sports fan. I've been listening to you guys for probably 25 years, WEI, 20 years.
Awesome.
So, a huge fan.
Well, we appreciate it, so there's your assignment. Call
I'll
us back.
In. I will. I'll do it next week.
All right, thanks for the call, Rick.
We have a, Andy, we have a May Whisperer.
We
Such
do.
Such a great story.
I just, like, he was like insinuating, like, kind of get comfortable with him, but if I say y'all, I feel like that's mocking.
Yeah,
I don't feel
don't
like that's
that.
Reaching out an olive branch. I feel like that's mocking him. So we'll see. We'll see where that goes. Rick, was that Rick Reniac instead of Reniac, Walt Reniac?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that what he said? That's what he said.
Okay.
All we know is Rick in North Carolina, so none of the information you just got is verified.
All right, Rick. I'm a very trustful person. I think there's good people out there. Everybody's honest. I believe him, and he's giving us a little assistance to spice up, add a little juice to our Drake May interviews here each and every week on a Patriots Monday. If you missed it, you can always go back on the Odyssey app. Download the app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Yes, Dan Ball.
I can tell that he's such a big Drake fan because he has just as bad a phone as Drake does.
I was going to say the same thing.
He's on the family plan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.